Chapter 16. Home Sweet Home. While I'm waiting for Frankie, Robin, and Penny to wake up, I think about how I'm going to handle the fact that they know. They know I go into stories. They know an evil fairy is after me. I guess I'll just have to see how the conversation goes when they wake up. Right now, thinking about it is giving me a headache, so I go inside the house. Sheila is sitting in the family room watching a reality TV show. She doesn't even notice me. I can see what Penny is talking about. It has to be lonely around here. I head upstairs to Penny's room. I look at Penny's trophies and her old stuffed animals and her one book, her fancy copy of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, the copy her grandmother gave her, the grandmother she seems to miss a lot. I learned a lot about Penny in Wonderland. She's so much more than I thought she was. I guess everyone is. Even Frankie and Robin have more to them than I ever knew. I carefully take the book off the shelf. The cover is leather and has a big swirled A for Alice and W for Wonderland with an illustration of Alice. She looks just like she did when we met her. I open it to the beginning. Looks normal. I keep turning the pages, and then I get to the part when Alice falls down the hole. Down she came upon a heap of sticks and dry leaves, and the fall was over. Alice was not a bit hurt, and she jumped up onto her feet in a moment. I blink and read what's next. In front of her were four tiny... What were they? Mice? No. They looked like little girls. Why did this place have tiny little girls? Oh, wow. Oh, no. I'm almost positive that's not in the original story, which means we're in the book. We're in Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. And on the next page, there's an illustration of a tiny me, tiny Frankie, tiny Robin, and tiny Penny. I can't believe it. I've never seen myself in a book before. I flip ahead a few more pages to see what else might have changed. Cliff was adopted by the king and queen, and he's turned Wonderland into a disco? The Mad Hatter wins a dance competition? What is going on? I flip to the last page. Alice wakes up from her dream. She's sitting beside a tree with her sister. Whew. My friends were right. Alice really does wake up on her own, and she's okay. All's well that ends well. Still, Gluck is out there somewhere. I need to talk to Mary Rose. But first, I have to make sure my friends agree to keep this our secret. Will they? I know I can count on Frankie and Robin, but what about Penny? I put the book back on the shelf. I rush outside and find the three of them still sleeping at the patio table. But a few minutes later, I hear a big yawn. Robin is waking up. Frankie and Penny are both still asleep.
Wow,
Robin says. Did I fall asleep?
Yes, I say slowly. You did.
Weird, she says, looking confused. Are we still playing Crazy Eights?
Really? Nothing about Wonderland at all? Does that mean what I think it means?
Does she not remember? Did the baby powder make her forget? Robin blinks and blinks again. She looks at the table. Where's my phone?
Last time I saw it, it was flying through the air and hitting Gluck in the nose. I don't say this. I don't say anything. Instead, I shrug.
Penny sits up and stretches. She tightens her ponytail. She looks around the table. Frankie shifts in her seat, also waking up. She rubs her eyes behind her glasses.
I had the craziest dream, she says.
I freeze.
Tell us about it, Penny says.
Was I in it?
Frankie nods. You were. You all were.
Uh-oh.
What happened? I ask.
Well, we were playing cards in the backyard, and then we fell into Alice's Adventures in Wonderland.
Really? Penny asks. You dreamt about Alice in Wonderland?
Phew. Penny doesn't seem to remember. I've always wanted to meet Alice, Robin says.
So Robin and Penny didn't dream it then? Only Frankie did? But she didn't dream it, of course. She lived it. Alice is one of my all-time favorite books, Frankie says. Have any of you read it? Of course I have, Penny says smugly. Please. But at least things are really back to normal. Can we go inside now? I ask. Yeah, Robin says. I'm cold. I'm changing the schedule up, Penny says. I think we should make jewelry. Yeah? Frankie asks. What kind? New necklaces. Frap necklaces. They were Abby's idea. Huh? You remember? Penny turns to me and smiles. I remember everything. My heart stops. Oh, no. But how? Why does Robin remember nothing? Frankie thinks she dreamed it, and Penny remembers everything? I think back to the falling baby powder. Most of the powder fell on Robin. Then some fell on Frankie. Then hardly any fell on Penny. And none fell on me. That must be it. In fact, I can still see a bit of powder on Robin's nose covering a freckle. So Robin doesn't have any memory of what happened. Frankie has half memories that seem like dreams. And Penny... Penny links her arm through mine. Don't worry, she whispers. Your secret is safe with me. Penny knows. It is? I whisper back. Swear. Yep, she says. But maybe the necklaces can be Pafra or Parf. What do you think about Praf? That's much better than Frap. Definitely back to normal. I think that could be arranged, I say. Hey, Robin says, patting her pockets. Guys, I really don't remember what I did with my phone. Poor Robin. Are you guys ready for spaghetti with tomato sauce? We hear Sheila ask from inside. Frankie frowns. Weirdly, I'm not that hungry. Me neither, says Robin and lowers her voice. And I'm not in the mood for anything with tomatoes. Penny and I share a look and a smile. When my parents pick me up, Jonah is already inside the car. I give him a big kiss on the cheek. I missed having my brother in the story today. Don't slobber on me, he says. I smile. You will never believe what happened, I whisper. What? He asks. I'll tell you when we get home. Back in his room, I tell Jonah everything. Falling down the hole into Wonderland, the magic potions, being 1 foot tall, then 12 feet tall, all the talking animals, the card people, the flying ketchup, the two white rabbits, and Gluck. Prince barks like crazy, clearly jealous. No fair, Jonah says. Flying ketchup, and you got to eat it. Yeah, I say. He lowers his voice. Do you think Gluck is still out there? I don't know, I say. I take the piece of mirror from my hoodie pocket. Probably. I know it's not midnight, but I'm going to fix the frame and try to tell Mary Rose what happened. Coming? Jonah nods. Of course. Prince barks twice. Guess he's coming too. I stop by the kitchen for the super glue, and then Jonah, Prince, and I head downstairs and close the basement door behind us. First, I superglue the stone wand back into place on the frame. Perfect. Then I knock on the mirror 3 times. The glass starts rippling. Here comes Mary Rose. I see a fuzzy image of a woman's face with long, wavy hair. You're back, Mary Rose says. I'm so glad you're okay. Does that mean you know what happened? I ask. You know that I went into Alice's Adventures in Wonderland? I am aware, Mary Rose says, clucking her tongue. Gluck made the portal. He led you there, I'm afraid. He's that powerful? I ask. Yes, but his power is somewhat limited. He was able to carry your card onto the golf course and to replicate the rabbit hole, but he's not able to appear in the real world. I'm sorry. I tried to warn you. That was me shaking the piece of mirror frame in your pocket. It was?
Yes.
Ah, I shouldn't have glued it back on then. I try to remove the piece, but it won't budge.
Don't worry, she says. My presence in the piece of frame only lasts for a short while. I could no longer communicate with you once you fell inside the story. I could see what was happening, but my hands were tied.
Yikes, Jonah says. Do you know that Gluck tried to trap me so I couldn't help you? I ask Mary Rose. He really has it in for you. She nods.
I'm afraid so. Just as he wanted to keep Cliff from helping me over 40 years ago. Cliff was close to saving me, just like you are. I would visit his mirror at night, and Cliff would visit fairy tales, until one day he disappeared. I'm sorry I put you in danger, she says. Once upon a time, a group of evil fairies cursed me, and now they are determined to do the same to anyone who comes to my aid. I feel cold all over. Beside me, Jonah shivers. I'm sorry I couldn't help you in Wonderland, Mary Rose goes on. I didn't realize Gluck was responsible for Cliff's disappearance until today. I never expected that an evil fairy would decide to hide Cliff in a book. A book! I can't reach inside books. I might never have known what happened to Cliff if you hadn't had the piece of mirror with you.
Good job, Prince, I say, scratching behind my dog's ears. The mirror wouldn't have broken if not for you. Prince barks happily, and I turn back to Mary Rose. I tried to bring Cliff home, but I guess he's been in Wonderland so long, he got used to it. And he... Now his last words to me make sense. He said as long as I went back, he wouldn't have to. I guess he wanted to make sure I would help you escape.
And I will. I will, Mary Rose. I promise.
I straighten my shoulders. But will Gluck and his friends come after us again?
As you know, Gluck and his friends are powerful, Mary Rose says. They can't enter the real world, but they may try to trap you again, perhaps in another book. You must promise me you'll be careful.
I promise, I say. But Mary Rose, I... The mirror ripples and she's gone. Wait, Mary Rose, I have more questions. Like, why did Gluck and his friends curse her? How long has she been cursed for? I wait a couple of minutes, but all I see in the mirror is me, Jonah, and Prince. I have many questions, but no answers. I don't know what shape or form the fairy might try to take next. But I do know the evil fairy is trying to stop me from helping Mary Rose. Thing is, I won't stop trying to free her from the magic mirror. No matter what. Back upstairs, Jonah takes Prince into his room, and I head into my room. I spot my jewelry box on my dresser. It's decorated with characters from fairy tales. Whenever I get home from a fairy tale, the characters change to show how the ending of the story changed. But Alice isn't a fairy tale character, and the story changed in Penny's copy of the book. I head to my bookshelf and take down my copy of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. I flip through the pages. There is no mention of Alice meeting four tiny girls, and no mention of Cliff. So only Penny's copy has changed. Interesting. I lie down on my bed with a book in my hand. Is it worth reading, even though I've already kind of lived it? Will it give me a different perspective on what I experienced? Will I learn more about Wonderland? About the people I met? About myself? Yes, I decide. There's always more to learn.